This recording, Illinois 21, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagate Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comagate Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose, waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So a few years ago, I came across a big decision in my life. I had to decide if I wanted to remain in my hometown. And that meant staying in a community college where everyone treated me great, where it was a big safety net for me, and where I had learned a lot about myself in the small amount of time that I had been there. Or I could transfer out to a 4-year university in the city, not knowing anyone, having the knowledge of the program being competitive and not in my hometown. But basically, I knew that if I transferred out, I would have to start over my college journey, and that meant investing more money, investing more time. And it was a debate that I struggled for a few months to decide which path to take. I ended up taking the path of a risk and transferring to a 4-year university, which I can now say was the best decision that I could have taken. This path had me basically restart my college experience, and it also showed me that life isn't easy, and if you want something, you have to invest time, money, and a huge amount of dedication. During this experience in this 4-year university, I had to do a long commute on the metro train and have a lot of really early mornings and a lot of late nights when it came to transportation. But at the end of the day, I think that it was one of the best experiences I have done, and it also really showed me how to value everything that you do. And nothing good is gonna ever come easy, basically, is what I'm trying to say.